Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting in life from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building. It's a Tuesday, 1-7-25. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Steve and I were watching a story this morning, Kevin.
What were you watching?
It was a story about this guy that was in one of these driverless cars.
Okay.
And there are certain communities that have a lot of them.
A passenger in it?
Yep.
Okay.
So they do a lot of that in Scottsdale and in Phoenix, the driverless cars. And a lot of it is airport traffic.
Sure.
So when my son and his girlfriends, some of their friends came down to celebrate her birthday, they took a driverless car to the airport. And they don't go on the freeway, they do side roads because, you know, they don't like to go that fast, whatever the case might be. Not super versed on it other than knowing people who've used it.
Yeah.
So this guy's in a driverless car, and I think maybe one of the worst nightmares is the fact that the car begins to malfunction.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he just takes a video of the car just going around in a circle.
What?
It just keeps turning. It keeps turning.
Like in the road?
Like,
or
it looked like, was it a parking lot, you think, Steve? What was it? Did it look like to you?
You know, it's hard to tell, but maybe it was, I guess it was just circling the airport, just the whole thing, maybe?
Well, I don't know that it was circling the airport, because that's like a 3-mile trip, and it looked like it was turning pretty quickly.
Oh, was it? Okay.
As in, like, it's just turning a donut, you know, just like,
oh, I didn't
go
realize.
Straight. Okay. Go, I mean, it was like tight, a tight circle.
Okay.
What was the guy doing?
Well, I mean, he was videoing.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like he was, like, super freaked out or anything. Now, I don't know. That, to me, that's a little unnerving.
I would think so.
That the car that you know, there's no person. And, I mean, what are you doing at that point? Are you trying to climb into the driver's seat and take over?
No, probably not.
I mean, he didn't. He just sat in the back seat.
Yeah, I guess you're...
And I think there's a phone number or a way to contact the company. And so then they were able to, like, manually take control of the car momentarily and stop it from just turning in circles.
And I guess if you feel like, hey, I'm turning in circles, I'm safe here. This is
Although
weird.
I do want to throw up.
Yeah, this is weird. And I wish it wasn't happening,
right.
But... I do feel safe enough not to freak out.
I mean, it is not making me want to take any one of those anytime soon.
Yeah, if we haven't worked that kink out.
I mean, what's next? Just speeding?
Probably.
Like it just takes off and then you know, you're going 85 miles an hour and
no.
Nobody's in control. That, I think I'm out.
That is a weird feeling.
Now, we've seen some bad drivers. We've had some bad, cab/Uber drivers before, but nobody just spinning around in a circle.
Do they take into consideration like backseat drivers? You know, they just want to tell it every move to do.
Maybe that's what
does it listen
doing.
To that?
I don't think it does. No,
the driverless car.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, could you please hurry up? Uh-huh. Careful, easy. You're tailgating. Slow down.
I will turn this car around.
That's right. The voice just comes from the Waymo ride.
Yeah, that sounds super fun, guys.
I'm looking at it. No, dude, he's in a parking lot. It's
okay.
Just circling and circling and circling.
See, I thought it looked like it was a wider, but maybe because it was in an open space.
Oh, man, yeah, that's so tight. Those turns are so tight. That's going to make you sick.
Was there anybody else around him, or
there's cars parked. It's just literally circling around. It looks like a cluster of about 3 cars, and it just keeps circling around them.
Yeah.
Ugh. Wow. Yeah.
I didn't realize it was carnival time.
Yeah. Why'd you get sick? Well, I just kept turning circles in this parking lot. So I'm out. Just letting you know.
Okay. You think eventually if, that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. They figure it out.
Yeah, let's say you're guaranteed not to be doing that.
I said no to texting originally. So does that tell you?
How do you feel about texting now?
Duh.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Amelia, who turns 5 years old today.
Whoa.
Hey-o.
Happy birthday.
Kevin James.
Birthday to you, Papa.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Wait, hold on.
I don't know.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A new Superman movie is coming out in 2025. What is Superman's alter ego?
Kevin James.
What did we not get to?
Question four.
Oh, Clark Kent's alter ego? Oh, shoot.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, darn it. It's just, it's hard. It's really hard. Sometimes. Audio of all time. Let's see how we do.
It is.
A lot of the time.
A lot of the time. It's just hard, guys. Well, let's see here. What a great way to start the new year for some people where the weather has just been horrendous. I mean, it's not the perfect scenario by any stretch of the imagination.
Of course, right now, a major winter storm is slamming the U.S. with snow and ice stretching across most of the country. That's what every parent was looking forward to after 2 weeks at home with their kids. It's a snow day.
It just doesn't seem fair, does it?
No, that's not what you want.
No.
And the fact that it's so bad outside, you can't go do anything anyways.
The weird one that I saw was the snow drifted, and I don't know where it was, somewhere on the east side. The snow had drifted up against their door, and it was one of those doors that had, a design on it.
Yeah.
So when they opened the door, the snowdrift had the perfect imprint of the door design.
So beautiful.
It looked cool, but terrible all at the same time.
Yeah, not cool.
No. Great and terrible all at once. Two things can be true at the same time, guys.
I was thinking we should maybe check in with Kentucky Boy.
Yeah, they've had it.
Because I know that area has been hit pretty hard. And I haven't heard from him, so maybe I don't even know if he's still with us.
Probably locked it down, yeah. Kevin. Just lock it down.
You think that's what it was?
They had a lot of ice.
They may not have any phone service.
Power's
they may not
gone.
Have heat or power. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll check in later.
Jason Aldean, New Year's resolution?
I figure it's just a waste of time. So... I stopped doing that a while back just because I knew I was kidding myself. But I got a lot of stuff I need to do. I just don't, I know it's not going to happen.
You're just a guy who doesn't really seem to care.
He's very forward thinking. disgusted with the question.
I love his little laugh at the end.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, that's not happening. I'm just kidding myself all the time. Tim McGraw?
I don't make New Year's resolutions. I try to accomplish my goals throughout the year, and they sort of float and change. But I don't make resolutions because I don't want to set myself up for failure.
I mean, kind of the same thing, a little more positive of a take there. But
yeah, although weird because he says I just set my goals throughout the year.
Yeah.
That's setting you up for failure too,
Tim. It can be, yeah. But, also sometimes, we've talked about that. Do the 1 month, the 1 week, whatever, opposed to a whole year.
Instead of a year,
Just a lot to bite off sometimes.
And Tim McGraw, I don't think, has a lot to worry about. Doesn't look like he's taking days off.
It doesn't seem like it, no. Who else doesn't take days off is Joe Manganiello. He's an actor. He's very fit human. Joe. I don't know if you've seen him.
Joe. Yeah. That guy is, he was married to Sofia Vergara for a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And he is now the host. He was the host last season as well of, I can't remember the name of the show.
Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal Island.
Yes, Island. That's
Thank
it.
Thank you. Yeah. It's like putting together two shows that I love, Deal or No Deal and Survivor.
Yeah. Interesting concept.
I watched a little bit of it last year, but I never really got into it. This year, because I don't have any show really right now. I think I'm going to give it a try.
It is kind of a weird in-between sort of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's decent.
I do believe if you watch any of it, I think Joe knows he's good looking.
Okay. And I think it's also the most amount of money they're giving away on television ever, I believe.
Is that right? Because it's a couple million, right? Mm-hmm,
I think that's their selling point.
Oh, wow.
Also, he's talking about staying fit.
You know, people don't show up for themselves, and they don't understand how much training is mental. Yeah. You know, it's everything in your mind is going to scream at you and tell you to stop or not show up for yourself. And it's about, you know, telling that voice to shut up.
Just tell yourself to shut up. I mean, when you're arguing with yourself and your voice is in your head is telling you to quit, you just tell it to shut up, Kevin.
I love it. One of the, you showing up is one of my favorite stories ever when I was training with Mike Nielsen all the time. This mm-hmm. is, you know, gosh dang, almost 10 years ago now. And it was actually over 10 years ago. But Donnie Daniels was one of the Gonzaga assistant coaches. And we were training over at Gonzaga the one day. And it was one of those, he came in and Mike introduced me to him and we were talking and Donnie was like a real motivational
inspirational
guy.
Talker.
Just
not
that
even
guy.
Like speeches, like just in regular conversation.
Had that charisma about him that was something different that you don't get everywhere. And he was just like, I was telling him, he goes, all right, you heard all the story. And I think at that point I had lost like 80 pounds and whatever. And he was like, all right. And I'm like, Mike's the man. Mike's not the man. You're showing up. You're showing up. You're the one showing up every day to do this. When your mind tells you you don't want to, you're showing up. And that was, I always remember that. You're showing up. Like that's, you know, doesn't really matter exactly what you're doing. Are you showing up?
That's great. I heard somebody talking last night. It was the head coach of the Celtics along the lines of, you know, the way you look at things can affect everything about what you do.
What is his name again? Like Tony Spaghetti or something?
Tony Spaghetti is correct.
He's funny. I like watching his interviews.
Who is he talking about?
The head coach of the Boston Celtics?
Yeah.
Joe Mazzulla?
Yeah, there it is.
Tony Spaghetti.
I knew it was something Italian sounding.
He was the reporter goes, you know, Jason Tatum has to deal with a lot of criticism. And he interrupts. The coach interrupts. He goes, doesn't have to, gets to. Gets to deal with it. He gets to deal with the criticism. He gets to play a sport he loves. He gets to be one of the greatest athletes in the world and play for one of the greatest teams in the world. He gets to live out his dream every day by being an NBA basketball player. He doesn't have to do anything. He gets to do it. And he goes, and that's why when you change your got to your get, just change the got to do this to your get to do this. It'll change your world. Your perspective will change completely. And if you don't believe me, just try it. I was like, dang. Go, Mr. Spaghetti. Go.
Go, Spaghetti.
Spaghetti-o.
Go,
yo,
Spaghetti.
Yo, Spaghetti.
Go, Spaghetti. It's your birthday. Go, Spaghetti. Go, Spaghetti. Go, Spaghetti.
Sounds like you were saying ghost spaghetti.
Yep.
When was the last time you cooked a spaghetti squash? Have you done it?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I nap more when I'm not on vacation.
That's what you meant.
Yes.
But what did you actually say?
Kevin James.
What I said was I nap more while I'm working.
That's going on your evaluation.
Yep.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to qualify for a very fun, cool staycation. We qualify at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 and 4 each weekday. It is a two-night stay, the ski, surf, and stay package in the condo, the one-bedroom condo at Silver Mountain. And we've got the dates picked out for it. It's going to be like that first weekend of February. So it'll be nice. You can get the four lift tickets. You get the gondola ride. You get the water park passes. The whole thing. So we'll qualify you five chances today and each weekday, 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4. I know we're going to check on our spam scenario, but I did want to say that I just went and talked to our buddy Dave, our IT buddy Dave, who's one of the only other people who is here in the morning.
Yeah, and he's an early
riser guy because he has to deal with time zones, you know, because he does it for the whole company.
Yes, and he's one of those guys that also is in either a great or a terrible spot.
He's in a terrible spot.
Yeah.
It's great for
There's
us.
There's days it's probably... You know, he's like, this isn't too bad. But there's got to be days where he's just like, oh, please.
It's the confluence of traffic, and it's by the bathroom and the kitchen.
Which right. I mean, you can't get to the bathroom or the kitchen without his office. And the kitchen, you basically
stand in his door.
You're standing in his door.
Yeah. It's great for us because I like to talk to Dave, but I'm sure it's horrible for him trying to get work done. So I just said, he just celebrated. They send out this email that tells you how many years a person's worked for the company.
Oh, that's right.
And our buddy Dave, who looks like he's about 40.
Yeah, I mean, I would not guess him to be old enough to be here for 42 years.
42 years. So I said to him, I just saw him. I go, 42 years? He goes, yeah, no kidding. I'm like, well, what did you start as? And he was like a film editor, and he did some like shipping stuff. So like he was on the ground floor for a while, and then in the basement, you know, down like in the basement where the rock formation is.
Yeah, our station is built on a rock.
I mean, and
when
we say that,
when you drive by, you know, the Spokane Arena or the now Spokane, the One Stadium, you look over there and it's KXLY building built on top of a big rock.
I mean, it looks like the rock formation was put there for decoration.
It does kind of.
But it was not. It was there first, obviously, and then we just kind of built on it. And downstairs in the basement, it's not like a flat rock. When you say, oh, it's built on a rock. No, there's like it juts in and it's. Comes in like it'll like someone poured in lava and then it dried.
Steve, have you ever been all the way down there?
I think one time when I first got here.
We should do the thing we do, Kev, where we take him down to the rock and then we turn all the lights out and close the door. That is a fun trick.
Oh, no.
So I said to Dave, I said, when did you start doing IT? What year do you think you started doing IT work?
Okay, let's see, 42 years.
Okay.
I mean, that's not super relevant to the IT part.
No, it's not, but I'm trying to think of like when IT, maybe you needed to start doing stuff in the 90s? I'm going to give it early 90s. I'm going to say you started IT in 1991.
Yeah, 1989. I'm like, well, I can imagine what the computer was like, you know, giant tube monitor. He's got nine flat screens in there now.
Thing is what he's had to learn and do in those years. Not too many people's job changes that much.
Just for fun, Google a 1989 computer and then look at the image and you'll be like, oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it looks, you know, how sometimes you look at stuff in the future and you're like how it looks so fake because you've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you look in the past, it looks fake because you go, well, that doesn't look like it did anything.
What happened?
Yeah, looks like that thing is fake.
I used to always remember the specs of my first computer, and now it's going to make me mad because I can't. It was I can't remember any of the numbers now. But it was, you know, it's just embarrassing to think about what they were and how much they cost.
This one, the cost is insane. This is a Tandy 5000 MC Professional System from 1989. 2 megs of RAM. Has the VGA graphic monitor. It has...
it's even blurry to read.
30 megahertz Intel processor.
$8,499. What?
What a deal. Heck of a deal. Anyway, so Dave, congrats, and it's love having you here for 42 years. That's crazy, but congrats.
Yeah, that's
All right, can awesome. We talk about our spam? Can we get into what we have here for spam around the world?
Tell me where in the world is
spam around the world.
Botswana to Thailand, Milania, Amsterdam, Mali to Bali, Ohio, oh,
currently, do we have spam out?
Yes, but not really.
Because we don't know where it is.
Yeah, I think, we released, I think it was 4 in total.
I think that's right.
And
started out with a bang, had some great pictures.
Yeah, no, very appreciative of everybody who took the spam. And yes. Yeah, we got some awesome photos, so correct. Thank you for sending those in. But unfortunately, I think they just kind of, you know, disappeared into the wilderness.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily the fault of the people who took the spam. Of course, it's the people that maybe got the spam the second time or the third time or whatever it might be.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's a hard thing to ask someone to do.
It is.
They take it and think, oh, that'll be fun. I'll I'll go take pictures with this somewhere and give it to somebody else, and then it just doesn't happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, we kind of expected that when we released the spam into the wildness.
It tends to disappear, yeah.
Yeah. And so now what we've been trying to do is, with this fifth can that I have, is give it to someone. They take it wherever they're going on a trip or whatever, and then they bring it back to us, and then we give it to someone else.
I like that version a lot.
So there's a little bit more control over
it. Absolutely,
yeah. And even if it does get lost with that person, which hopefully it doesn't, but, you know, it could because things, you know, get lost. But there's a little bit more of, hey, it's going to stick around for a while, and it has the opportunity to travel other places. So... I actually took the spam when I went back to Chicago for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we took it to Nashville when we were meeting with the country.
Heck yeah. And a couple of great pictures. Nate Smith has a great one with holding the spam. I know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot to put it out like the first day or maybe the first 2 days.
Maybe, yeah.
But when I did have it out, people were like, oh, what's this
all about? What's with the spam? I love this. Let's take a picture with it.
Yeah. So that was cool. But now I think it's, you know, we've took a little time off, and I think it's appropriate that we pass it along to someone who's going to someplace cool and wants to take it.
And we decided the right way to do this now is, hey, listener, you're going to Mexico and you want to take the spam, take pictures, do the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And then when they get back, they just give it back to us, and we give it to the next listener. It's like, that's the way we're going to keep doing it.
Yes.
Okay. Because it does make, you know what? Yeah, we don't need other people to help us. We just need
we want our listeners to bring it around the world.
You guys are the best.
Because usually the next person they give it to is at the location they're at, and they have no connection to us or the show. So
right. And that's what makes it hard.
Hard for them to have any passion to continue it when they don't care. And why would they? They don't know us.
Yeah, right. I mean, why wouldn't you just eat it?
Well, there's several reasons, but I mean, at least you could at least send it back or take pictures. But I get it. You know, you don't, you're like, I'm not going to go through all that work.
Yeah.
So the next person who wants to be part of it, wherever you happen to be going and you want to take it with you, let us know. You can call us. You can text us, 509-441-0999. You can email us on the air at janekevin.com or get a hold of us through our social medias, whatever. And take it. We'll kick off 2025 with a new spam can.
Yeah, and a new spam ambassador.
Correct. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you got the official title of.
Still, we should probably make shirts, huh?
Ooh.
Official spam ambassador of the Jay and Kevin Show. I feel like that's a. I mean.
Could we do that?
Why not?
That would be cool.
Yeah, Steve, get on that.